Sinabi ng isang bagong ulat na di binabayaran ng sapat ng mga taga-empleyo ang malaking bahagi ng mga manggagawa kung pag-uusapan ang superannuation. Napag-alaman sa ulat na hanggang 2.4 na milyong Australiano ang di nakakatanggap ng ilan o lahat ng kanilang dapat natanggaping superannuation. Napag-alaman din ng mga kabataan ang pinaka-vulnerable at walang gaanong ginagawa para lutasin ang problemang ito. Narito ang ulat. Isang bagong ulat ng Industry Super Australia and CBUS ay nagbunsod sa mga tao na pag-isipan nila ang kanilang superannuation pagkatapos mabatid na isa sa tatlong manggagawa ay dinadaya. Ang pananaliksik na nagawa sa tulong ng Australian Tax Office at ng Australian Bureau of Statistics ay nabatid na ilang mga taga-empleyo ay kumikita ng hanggang 3.6 na bilyong dolyar bawat taon. Nagagawa nila ito sa pag-iwas sa pagbayad sa sapilitang kontribusyon sa superannuation. Sinabi ng punong tagapangasiwa ng Industry Super Australia, David Whiteley, nakakabahala na ang mga manggagawa ay nawawalan ng average na $1,500 bawat taon.
Where people are deliberately being underpaid or not being paid their super at all, that's clearly unscrupulous behavior. When you consider the implications of people are not having enough super when they retire, meaning that either they need to work longer or be more reliant on the age pension or have a lower quality retirement, then I think quite clearly this is an injustice.
Sa ilalim ng superannuation guarantee, ang mga taga-empleyo ay kailangan magbayad ng 10.5% para sa superannuation account ng mga empleyado. Sinabi ni Whiteley, ang mga manggagawa na wala pang 30 taong gulang ang kadalasang nabibiktima ng ganitong pandaraya.
Well, younger people, that is those between 20 to 24, are twice as likely to be vulnerable to being underpaid their super or not being paid their super at all, and particularly those people working hospitality, cleaning or construction. So it's absolutely critical for anyone of any age to try and make sure they're being paid their super. But for younger people, perhaps even more so, because of course that $1,500, if it was not paid over 2 or 3 years, could end up being tens of thousands of dollars when they retire.
Subalit, sinabi ni Whiteley, ito ay hindi limitado sa isang grupo lamang ng kaedaran o profesyon. Sinabi niya dahil sa lawak ng problema, maliwanag na 100,000, kundi milyong mga tao ay hindi mulat kung sila ay tumatanggap ng tamang halaga.
Well, I think the key concern here is that the vast majority of employees do not know that they are either being underpaid or not being paid their super at all. This is something that's affecting nearly 2.5 million Australians. On average, they're losing $1,500 per year as a result of this. That totals up to $3.6 billion conservatively. The challenge is that people don't know they're being underpaid or not being paid at all. So before we try and find solutions, the first thing we need to do is increase awareness of the problem.
Sinabi niya, hindi lamang ang mga empleyado ang naapektuhan sa illegal na pagkilos ng mga taga-empleyo.
Well, of course, where employees are being shortchanged their super, it's not just the worker that's worse off. It also means that those businesses and those employers that do the right thing are competing on an unlevel playing field. So once again, the government has to sort this out. The government has got to ensure that all businesses are doing the right things by their workers, but also ensuring that there's a competitive level playing field for all Australian business.
Sinabi pa ni Whiteley, lahat ng mga manggagawa ay may karapatang magtiwala na ang kanilang mga taga-empleyo ay nagbabayad ng sapat na sahod at superannuation. Sinabi niya dapat gumawa ng hakbang ang pamahalaan upang ito ay matiyak.
Well, there's going to be a parliamentary inquiry that will be held in coming weeks and months. In terms of what should occur, well, I think it's quite clear. People should be paid their super into their super account at the same time their wages are paid into their bank account. That is every fortnight or every month. That's how a modern superannuation system should work.
Sinabi niya, pwedeng lapitan ng mga empleyado ang kanilang mga taga-empleyo o kontakin ang kanilang mga superannuation fund at pagtugmain ang pagkakaiba kung meron man, kung sila ay nababahala. Maari rin hilingin ng mga tao sa kanilang super fans na tulungan silang mabawi ang kanilang salapi o puntahan ang Australian Tax Office o ATO.